Guess who's back, 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 tell a friend, friend, friend. Guess who's back, 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 tell a friend, friend, friend. Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. Hey y'all! It's your girl Lena Martin here, and welcome back to The Lena Show, the podcast. Let's call this Season 2, Episode 1. Been gone for a really long time now, maybe 4 or 5 months. And to be honest, I was frustrated and I withdrew. I'm the type to like my friends' posts, repost, add to my story, anything that my friends are promoting. I was not receiving that same energy back. And you know, like I tried to not let it bother me. Because I also do understand that the type of love that I give is sometimes not the type of love that I receive. And I shouldn't expect people to do what I do. But somehow, I don't know, it kind of caught up to me. Like, really take this in. So imagine I have 3,000 Instagram followers, over 1,000 friends on Facebook, plus Snapchat, WhatsApp, and Twitter. I'm now back on Twitter. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but your girl's back. Anyways. And somehow, I was only averaging like 12 listeners per episode. Eventually, got up to about 25, 30 listeners. And I have one of my podcasts that's only reached 10 listeners. This was mad hurtful. So I withdrew. You know, always telling myself that, you know, I'm going to start recording again. I'm going to record again. Then I went to Jamaica. I brought all my gear there because I said, you know what? I feel like we've reached this point where we can start back up. And somehow I still did not feel the urge to record. In every recording, not every, but most recordings that I do research. I find out what I'm talking about. I make myself familiar with what I would like to speak to you about. I think about the things that I'm going to say. And then I usually kind of sketch out what I want to say in a Word document. And then I record. And then I have to edit. And I know some of y'all know about the edits because chale. Some of my edits wouldn't work and I'd have to go back and record 2-3 times because I've lost the editing and a whole bunch of jazz. Let's say jazz. I forgot that this is my something. You can't say fuckery. I want to bomba clap fuckery. That me I tell you no. So I began to think, why should I put all this effort in and nobody, not a blood clot soul is listening? Overall, in my life, I felt defeated. I felt as though I was not living up to my potential. I felt as though that I was not doing enough. Through all these emotions, I felt lost, confused, and nowhere in there was I finding the motivation to actually come and record these things. A friend of mine called me in and said that, you know, he was doing a reading with a read a lady, as Jamaicans would say. And I always wanted to do one. In fact, it was, you know, weighing heavy on my heart for months. I decided to book an appointment with a young lady through FaceTime. She was black, Always trying to support the black folks, you know. But it helped, you know, it was more calming, especially for my first time, so that was good. I sent her my name, date of birth, and that was basically it. And so you call her, she starts shuffling through cards, and all of a sudden the cards start flying. And again, this is my first time, so I don't even know what this means. So the cards are flying, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I thought you were a professional, like, you can't shuffle some cards. Like, I was confused. And then she was like, oh, so are you Caribbean? Or like, what's your background? So I'm Jamaican. She's like, oh, shit, Jamaican ancestors are always doing the most. And I was like, okay, I get it. This is what's supposed to be happening. Anyways, I recorded the session with her so I could listen back to it later in case I missed something or, you know, didn't remember something. There's one thing that she kind of told me. She told me a lot of things. But she did tell me, you know, I could see that you're a very creative person and you have creative ideas. And she's like, sometimes people steal your ideas. And I was like, you don't say. Imagine that I've been saying that how long now, but whatever. That sometimes, you know, people steal your ideas and because of that, you know, you're more frightened or more scared to come forward with things. So she told me to write a journal and declare all the things that I want from life. And I was like, all the things that I want? She's like, yeah, everything. I was like, okay, what's everything? And she was like, write down, like, you know, how many rooms you want in your house, where you want to live, who you want to live with, how many kids you want, how many dogs you want, what kind of person do you want to be? Write all of that down in a journal. And if you feel like you missed something, cool, go back and add it to it. So I was like, okay. And then she was like, say I am affirmations. I am affirmations are basically self declarations. And you're supposed to say them generally in the morning, you know, to basically, how do I put this? Basically to make sure that your spirit and everything that you're going through is aligned, and to ensure that you believe in the things that you know are within yourself. For instance, I am healthy, I am loving, I am caring, I am worthy, anything along those lines. But your spirit does not understand I am not. So you can't say I am not mean or I am not unhappy, because the spirit will understand as I am unhappy. It doesn't understand I am not. So you cannot say I am not, and I am not unhappy. You have to say I am happy. So I wrote a few down, and I started reading them. It does make a difference. It really does, and it's just something that you do over time, and it's kind of corny. Not even kind of, it's mad corny. But I write them on a sticky note. I have it posted in my bathroom, and I read them. I'm actually gonna go read them for y'all. Hold on 1 second. Guess who's back? Back. Okay. Anyways, I went to go grab them real quick. Here's what I have, and here's what I say in the morning. In case you're looking for ideas, in case you would like to start this, you can always add your own, you can always shorten it, you can always, I don't know, whatever you want. You could choose the best 5 and say those best 5. I usually try to say them 3 times a day. So once a day, but 3 times. And the ones that I have are, I am loyal. I am successful. I am funny. I am loving. I am blessed. I am deserving. I am worthy. I am strong. I am alive. I am confident. I am wise. I am felt energy. I am successful. I am attractive. Thank you, God, for the abundant flow in my life. So I say that 3 times a day, not in that order because I read it wrong, but I say it 3 times, sorry, 1 time a day. It does change your confidence, the way you carry yourself, and it really does penetrate radiance into your life. Yeah. She said, you know, to believe in myself like I believe in others. Because one thing to know, and it's, because it's one thing to know, and it's a whole nother thing to believe. And I really do believe in other people, and I love to see other people succeed. And that's why I'm that person that's going to post, repost your things and like your posts and tell people. If someone's like, hey, do you know? I'm like, yeah, well, I don't really know this person per se, but I did see them post this, 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 and this. I'm that person. So it was hurtful that I wasn't reciprocating that type of love. That love wasn't reciprocated to me. And lastly, she said to me, build. She said, build your arc and people will come. And I was like, wow, like, whoa. She said, the people that you expect to come may not come. But she said, the greatness that you have and the things that you have to share, people will come. She said, build your arc and people will come. So through all of that, and after listening to her and reflecting on life, here I am. And I'm building my arc. I enjoy this podcast. I like to talk, I like to entertain, and I do this podcast because I like it. And if that means that no one listens to it, cool. Maybe one day I might share it with my children or something. But that's okay with me. And because of that, I'm now back recording. Look at that. I'm excited for it to take off. I know that within me there are great things. So I'm excited for this to take off, and I understand that it may not be now. And it may not be next year, but it will. And I just have to be consistent and patient. But I'm going to create and believe that people will listen. Actually, one last thing. She said, I'm in season where I will lose friends. And I was like, this lady, know me. I was like, this lady actually knows me. I felt like she was in my life or something. I don't know. I was like, how you know? I was like, I've been losing them left, right, and center. Left, right, and center. People just be disappearing. I don't hear from them. And I realized that if I don't message people, they don't message me back. So I've been reciprocating energy and saying, okay, I'm not going to message you. So if that means that we don't speak, then that means that we don't speak. And I'm content with that. In fact, I'm happy with that. I don't want to always be the friend that has to reach out. I don't always want to be the friend that has to be like, oh, hey, let's make plans. Or no, that's not how a friendship should work. It should definitely be a back and forth thing. Like, you should want to meet up with me. I should want to meet up with you. It shouldn't be forced, per se. So I'm like, okay. Again, this is a season of me reciprocating energy. Whatever energy you give to me, I shall give back to you in return. Let's all be consistent. I want to end this year on a very consistent basis and consistent in all realms of my life and all things. And in that consistency, I know that growth will come. I know that better things will come. In that, she said, remember that where you're going, some people have to lose out on. Not everyone you can bring with you. If that was the case, the arc would have been full. So some people need to show you their real color so they can miss out on things. And that is okay. So, your girl is back. This is the Lena Show, Season 2, Episode 1. And if you don't hear from me, just know that I'm busy building my blood clot arc. See you guys next week. Later. Peace and love.